So I grew up in Nova Scotia, Canada, and that's where my parents still live. For me, I was not born into a Christian family. In fact, my parents met at a very young age. They loved to party. And, it wasn't until I was about 3 years old that my parents actually got saved. And God used some unique circumstances. My dad actually was caught for drunk driving and knew that he was going to lose his license to drive. And so right before his court date, my mom wanted to go visit her brother, who is Christians, up in Ontario, which is about a 20-plus hour drive. And so they went up to visit them, and they invited them out to church, and God worked in their lives, and they got saved. And when they came home, I'm really thankful, because a lot of times people make decisions based off of circumstances, but they don't stick. But my dad stopped drinking right away. And they seriously wanted to follow God and to really do away with the things that they're involved in. And so ever since I was three, I've been in church every Sunday after that. And they really love God with all their hearts. They're really serious about their walk with God. And they really pointed all of us to Christ. And for me, I made a decision when I was around 4 or 5, but I have no memory of that at all. In fact, when I was 9 years old, it was September 26, I was lying in bed one night, and really, God was convicting me and thinking through it. And I thought, boy, if I were to die right now, would I go to heaven? And I remember just thinking through, and I thought, well, my parents say I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, so I should be, going to heaven, but I had no memory of that at all, and I had no thought of that, and I was really going off what my parents said that I made a decision, but I can remember thinking about that, and I thought, boy, I really got scared that night, and just started thinking through and thinking, boy, if I were to die right now, I'd go to hell. And I remember that night thinking through it, I thought, well, I can take care of this another day, but God was really convicting me. In fact, I remember getting up out of bed and going upstairs, and my dad kind of looked at me like, John, why are you up? And I remember, Dad, we need to go talk. And I didn't even tell him what to talk about. I just literally grabbed his Bible that was sitting on the ledge and said, hey, let's go talk. And I remember he and I sitting on my bed, and he started walking me through, okay, well, here's the verses. I'm like, Dad, I already know all these verses. I just need to get saved. And I remember that night, bowing my head at the edge of my bed and asking Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins and to save me. And what a peace it was after that, knowing for sure, 100% sure, that I'm on the way to heaven. And so I thank God that God allowed, God allowed bad things to happen to my dad where there's consequences to it. But that drew, used that in his life to bring him and my mom to Christ. And I'm thankful that God allowed them, or really, that they were serious about their decision and that they followed God, and thankful for their testimony and how life could very well be different today if God didn't allow that to happen in our lives, first of all. So that is my salvation testimony.